Hello, and welcome into the night. I'm Catherine Michelle, and it's almost Halloween. We're going to hear music of monsters, of masks, of a witch, and finally, music recorded in the bottom of a cistern. How's that for a plan? We'll start with the monster music, an orchestral piece by Libby Larson, who was born in Wilmington, Delaware in 1950 and grew up in the Midwest. She was composer in residence for the Minnesota Orchestra for 4 years, and she founded the Minnesota Composers Forum together with Stephen Paulus back in 1973. Now it's called the American Composers Forum. Larson's music has a strong Americana sound, drawing on jazz and popular song. You'll hear that in the piece we'll hear, which is called What the Monster Saw. This piece was commissioned by the Cleveland Chamber Symphony and premiered in 1987. Here is what the composer writes about the work. For nearly two centuries, Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley's Frankenstein has inspired numerous artists to interpret her tale of intellectual ambition, technological arrogance, isolation, and revenge. What the Monster Saw is a musical exploration of the second part of the novel. In it, the monster confronts Frankenstein, his creator. He relates his trials of heat, cold, hunger, fear, and discomfort. He describes the dawning of his emotions as he secretly observes some cottagers, learning from them how to communicate, to speak, read, sing, dance, and to love. He cries out in anguish when he discovers that, because of his hideous appearance, he must remain alone forever. Finally, he pledges to take revenge by murdering all those beloved of Frankenstein. If you listen to this piece as program music, you can hear the elements the composer describes. What strikes me especially is that the music conveys the viewpoint of Frankenstein, his observations and perceptions, and especially his loneliness. The Cleveland Chamber Symphony is conducted by Edwin London. Thank you.